Well, Mike, first of all, thanks for being with us. And again, it's not a show here in Maryland without you joining us. You've been doing this for a very long time. And Country Life, the presenting sponsor of our coverage coming up this afternoon at 3:30 Eastern. Really wonderful to be back here. Thank you for everything.
Oh, it's great. It's always good to see you guys. You're like the swallows of Capistrano. You come back every spring or fall, so it's fun. I set my watch by you.
You know, I when I texted you to ask you to join us, I remember you telling me how you always used to bat leadoff at the top of the order. So we figured, why not kick off the show with our good friend Mike Pons?
Amen. Second pitch, I'm going for second. Yeah, once you get to first.
This is a heck of a 1-2 punch you guys have down here. You have everything, all the breeding stuff, the breeding operation over at Country Life, and then the training facility here. The ride up here this morning was majestic, beautiful. The property here, 100 acres or so. Facility second to none up here.
Well, it's fun. You know, Maryland, we've had good horses here for, not forever, but for an awful long time. You know, more than four centuries of breeding and racing horses here in Maryland, and we're just trying to grab the baton and go, you know, do our stint. And it's fun. A lot of good horses. Silent Screen trained here. You know, champion 2-year-old of 69, Process Shot, who was a champion in 66. You know, so the trend was set long time ago. This has been a training center since the 1930s. And
wow.
When Josh and I strategically were looking to add, you know, more land, and what do we do? And we tried to buy this place three times, or always the bridesmaids, and then it finally happened. So it's been a lot of fun, almost 20 years now. And, you know, to watch them from conception to foaling to raising them and then training them, and then some of them come all the way back again. It's a magical thing. It's like running some, you know, boarding school, and here they come back, you know. And so it's a lot of fun. And I think it's just a matter of time before we start clicking. Some of the young stallions, Mosler is going to be a rock star. You know, write it down. He's got first crop yearlings, about 75 of them. He bred 102 mares his first year at stud. And
wow,
we'll go to farms to look at them, and they'll be 100 yards away. And there's one there. There's another one. They're stamped.
They're stamped.
Yeah.
And they have his wonderful color and physical type, but he has this beautiful heart-shaped blaze, and you'll see that on a bunch of the babies too. So anyway, they're walking like ducks and quacking like them. I hope they run like fly like them, whatever, you know.
How do you keep this rolling year in and year out, Mike? I mean, they say, is it harder to get to the top of the mountain or stay there? And you have gotten there with Country Life, you and your brother Josh, and now you're able to stay there year in and year out. How do you do it?
It's our help. We have the best help, I think, of anybody, certainly in this side of the country. And I'd put them up with anybody. I mean, I don't think pound for pound you find a harder working, more ambitious, you know, interesting, innovative crew than we've got, because on a small farm the horses are just this much of it.
Yeah.
There's so much is the maintenance and the presentation of the whole farm. And you know, we have a lot of show and tell with the horses. You know, I've got 10 people that own a brood mare. Any one of them may come out anytime they like to see them, you know, during business hours, and you guys got to be ready, you know. And all this on top of everything else, where a lot of the Kentucky farms are pretty much private, really.
Yeah.
So I have a different skill demand and set for my employees, but God bless them. I mean, they do so many creative things, and it's fun just to get out of their way. And then Josh and I would be like, you know, making it rain, and they make it happen. So it's a wonderful partnership.
Sally Ellen just handed me a sheet of 13 names that have direct connection to Country Life and Maryland Farm on that Jim McKay Maryland Million card today. Got to make you proud to see something like this led by, we just heard Carl Paul's a multiple open stakes winner, graded stakes winner up at Saratoga last year. It's got to really make you proud of what you've accomplished here already.
Oh, it's fun. And, you know, breeding horses is like making wine. If you're standing stallions, it takes you so long to, you know, have one come out of the bottle everybody likes.
It's a great analogy.
It's great when it works. And it's, I won't call them failures, but the unsuccessful tries, what teaches you a lot of things about so many things. It took us 5 years to win a Maryland Million race. We just didn't have the stock, and we tried and tried and tried. Then when it happened, Alan's prospect, my Mr. Prospector's son that raced for Alan Pulse, it named him for himself. You know, Alan's Derby Prospect is really where the name came from. It was fun because he had a filly win the Lassie and a colt win the nursery, and we never looked back. But it took us so long to get there. And once that happened, it was full speed ahead. So that was pretty cool because that was, you know, my buddies at Ocala Stud in the old days when something really good would happen, a Florida bred of theirs would win a stake, they'd ring the bell, the old bell that was on the battleship that Joe Farrell was on. And you know, those kind of things ring true today. You know, there's a wonderful pride that you have. You know, it's like one of the kids won a, you know, Little League World Series or something. So it's fun, and we gear for that. Maryland Maine's a day we point for the day after it happens, almost like Christmas around here.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Talking with Mike Pons, co-owner of Country Life Farm, we are positioned at Maryland Farm, which is the training division of Country Life. You heard Mike reference the fact that it's been nearly 20 years that they've been training horses out here. Mike, tell me a little bit about the partnerships that you put together.
Well, it's fun. We're so grateful to live in, you know, one of the best country on earth, really. But this region of the country is very wealthy. And there's a tradition of horses in Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, that's unlike other parts of the country. And nowadays, you know, it's very expensive having a mare all by yourself and breeding her and doing all that. I mean, you're talking 10, 15, 20 grand a year minimum. So why not split it up between the partners? And, you know, in the old days, my dad had four or five clients that were all captains of industry, and they'd fill the whole farm up. Now I got, you know, 10 people with one mare and this and that. But it's really fun. Tomorrow we'll have a celebration for that. We have our annual Autumn Day in the Country Party, and we'll have 100 folks out here and crab soup and apple cider, and there'll be pony rides, and we'll bring the horses and show them and have pictures and just a fun kind of thank you day. But it's also a day we'll bring newcomers out, and they go, what are you guys doing? You know, and it's almost like a club, and they come and they participate, and the food's good, and the place is clean, and the gals like it. You know, I might get a sale. And it's really fun because racing is a participatory sport, and you'll watch the Matt Sheras and these guys, and they'll bring their families all to the races, and they have lights out, a great time. And that's what I'm trying to do with these partnerships, and it's really fun. We got 70 guests at Maryland Million today, and many of them are bringing kids and spouses and friends and whatever, and because that's what this game's all about.
Yeah, it's turned into, you guys have done a good job not only keeping the tradition of the sport, but it's turned into an experience. And George Bush came over this morning, not that one or the other one. George Bush came over this morning. I remember meeting George last year. Be a neat trick for the old man if he was here this morning.
Yeah.
Came over and reintroduced himself. And I remember seeing him both at Country Life and at the VIP tent last year. So you guys do a good job at being hospitable to the partners. And the game is really turned. I do a lot of charity stuff for the Belmont Child Care Association. We honored Saul Kuhlman this year, and he's done the same thing. It's a family for it. He brings his family to the track. He brings friends. They bring friends, and all of a sudden, you're cultivating new owners and new fans of the sport.
That's how we all really got interested, right, when you think about
Everybody
it.
Everybody starts as a fan.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Well, you think about it, and when we'll talk to folks, oh, my grandfather used to bring me to the races, or my uncle, you know, like Bobby Flay saying, you know, his grandfather look in the sky and see a cloud anywhere. Oh, I can't cut the yard today. Let's go to the park, Belmont Park.
Yeah.
You know, but it's fun. And, you know, it's that way in baseball, too. You know, I went with Dad to the Oriole games or whatever it was. But racing is so many different things. I mean, there's history. There's the athleticism of the horse and the riders. There's the paramutual. I've never gone to a baseball game and come home with more money than I left with. God bless them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm dropping my money and leaving. And the other thing, you know, I go to the Ravens games. I love the Ravens, and buddies of mine have tailgates, and we all go. But, boy, I get to the game. I go to my seat, go to the bathroom, get something to eat, go back to my seat. Racing. You go down to the paddock. You know, we may have slipped out of the racing secretary's office. We can go back in the barns. Heck, I can talk to the stewards, the jockeys if I want to. I get to bet on it and see it all. And we're in the middle of it. It's not just two dimensions. It's three or four dimensions. And it spoiled me for anything all the other sports now.
Mike, you know, he just said Ravens,
He was doing so well until he brought up the Ravens. Mike, it's been a pleasure. Time to let you go, my friend. Thanks for having us.
Great.
That's all right. I already told him that was not my favorite Maryland.
We'll be
press,
doing so. The rest of the show from my rental on the way out of Maryland Farm this morning.
Whatever.
Mike, we do have to get to our next segment, our Lexus Legends of the Turf segment. But really, thank you so much for all your support. It's wonderful to have you on board. I'll look forward to seeing you when we come back up for Preakness in May. And thanks for everything. And enjoy the races later.
Amen.
Today. Yeah.
Hope we better winner.
Good luck today.
Thank you. We're going to need it.
Yeah, good luck. That's Mike Pons, co-owner of Country Life Farm.